It's the top moments of the week. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is a very Monica-heavy top moments of the week, which is fine. It was Monica week.
She had a really good week.
Yeah. What happened this
week? Very entertaining.
You were on fire. Hey, I sucked this week. I was straight up full disclosure.
You were a little under the weather this week, though.
Oh, my God. I was terrible. And Antoine, he was good, but he was no Monica.
I was no Monica.
No. You didn't have the same moments that Monica Brooks had.
Which I understand.
So really, it's the top Monicas of the week here on the K92 Morning Thing. Monica Brooks, we were talking about your phone and everything. Your phone has so many helpful things on it.
So many features.
Helpful features.
Yes.
Ways to get you through your day. Mm-hmm. And ways for you to understand your phone and how to use your phone better. One of them being the battery percentage. To me, one of the most important things on your phone. Monica refuses to use that percentage.
Why?
I didn't even know why it was a function and I have it on there. She just likes to live by the seat of her pants. She will not be caught dead using the battery percentage on her phone. I've never met anyone.
I don't like it. It bothers me. I think it actually takes my battery up faster. It makes my battery go faster.
By showing the number.
By showing the percentage.
That would be false.
It feels that way to me. Yesterday, my battery was gone. It was at 2%.
Probably because you kept looking at the percentage.
No, it would be at a sliver forever.
Why gauge when you have the exact answer?
Well, you can know.
I mean, if you're gonna go with that logic, I'm sorry. I think you need to take the clock off of your phone too.
Exactly.
And only use the sun. Just use the sun.
You can't use the GPS that tells her. Mm-hmm. You can't use the GPS that tells you like the time.
Right.
I
want you to go by feel on everything. Yeah, start looking at the sun and tell me what time it is. That's
what
we're
going to do. Yeah, you get a sundial now. Mm-hmm. That's our clocks, sundials.
I have to use restaurants because driving by, I know it's lunch hour, McDonald's, when the traffic's backed up on Franklin Road. And then I can...
She's a modern woman. That's how she's going to tell time. Mm-hmm. By the sun and by the lines at fast food places or the smell of French fries.
Yep.
That's it. And then if you get in touch with Monica, so this is going to be difficult in the winter after about 5 o'clock. Monica, what time is it? Night.
It's night.
Dark.
Night. Sorry. It's dark time. Oh, you. It's again, top Monicas of the week here on the K92 Morning Thing. Last weekend, Monica Brooks went to Lexington.
I did, yes.
Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But.
For a wedding.
But may or may not have been in Kentucky instead. Couldn't even figure out what state she was in.
Jared was like, well, since Lexington, VA doesn't have an Uber.
Yeah, they don't have Uber.
They didn't have. It's surprising with the VMI and all the colleges right there. Yeah.
So then you have to call.
A taxi.
A taxi.
And Jared's from Lexington.
Do you have to call from a landline? Is that important?
Yeah,
I
need a landline. And he calls and he's like, all right, man. He said, it's just going to be 20, 30 minutes. Really? It's a small town. What's going on?
What could possibly be the problem?
Yeah.
Here?
Well, we sat there and we're waiting. And Jared, I said, Lexington. I said, really? Y'all, it's going to take that long? He looks at his phone. He called Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
And
right. It was going to be a while.
It was going to be a while.
I'm impressed that it was only going to be 30 minutes. I mean, how are they going to do that?
The guy was asking so many questions. He was like, where are you at again?
What street?
Okay. But then why did he give an answer of, okay, 25 to 30 minutes? He still gave us that answer.
That's their default answer.
Yeah. It is. Oh, yeah. It is. I love
25
that part.
25 to 30.
And I'm sure he hung up the phone. And they said, hey, is that a new call? He said, nah, whatever.
Nah, we're not going
to
make that one.
Nope.
We ain't taking that one. We're going
to
ignore
it. They'll figure it out.
It makes sense, though, Antoine, that she wouldn't know what state she was in.
How so?
Well, based on when we asked her to name states that start with a vowel. As we get into our top Monica of the week, we were playing Fat Chance, which is a game where me and Monica go back and forth and we take each other on and the listeners decide how much faith they have in us. Monica had to name states that start with a vowel. I believe you had to do 5 or 6. Doesn't really matter because you did not get there. And boy, the journey was an amazing journey. Monica Brooks, 15 seconds to name states that start with a vowel. Go!
Ohio and freaking A. What else?
Freaking A.
Louisiana. what am I doing? Oh, gosh. What else is there? Oregon. Yep. And what else? I'm just frozen on it. I don't know.
Freaking A. Freaking I feel A. like you should count freaking A and Louisiana since it starts with a U. Yep.
You know what I told myself? Because with that game, I said, I refuse to sing the song. There's a song that me and my nephew got into an argument about, and my nephew Dwayne, and we had a real argument because I walked into his room one day as kids, and I was like, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, and so that song.
That's right there. That was free right there.
And we got into an argument. I said, I'm not singing that song. So I like that's the only thing going through my head.
You sabotaged yourself.
I sabotaged myself.
You and your nephew argued about geography?
Yes, we did. And it was like a real fight, like an argument.
Like fist. Be committed.
Yeah. He was like, "Will you get out of my room?" I'm like, "Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas." And cuz you know we were kids, so it was stupid. Yeah.
You kids quit fighting about geography. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So she refused to sing the song. But yes, shout out to all of our listeners because you can listen throughout the country on the free K92 radio app.
Yes.
So when you travel to Freakin' A, you'll still be able to listen to us. So shout out to all of our friends in Freakin' A as well as Louisiana. We are happy to have you on board here on the thing.